You will recognize the outcome because you're at peace. You can recognize the outcome. So this is opposite of the ego's way of looking at things. This is opposite of the way that the unaware mind looks at things. Because the unaware mind believes that the situation brings the experience. It's because I'm in this situation that I'm having this experience. That's the way the unaware person thinks. I happen to be in this relationship, and honey, let me tell you what's going on in my relationship, because I don't even know how I got in the relationship in the first place. I'm in this situation, and the situation is determining my experience. And over here, I'm in another situation. You know, in this situation, just determining my experience. And now I'm in another relationship, and this relationship is determining my experience. So the unaware, fearful mind, frightened mind, the Course says, is a mind that always believes the situation brings the experience, but the aware mind, the aware part of the mind, that's what the Course calls the Holy Spirit, the same part of the mind, which we all have one, it's there, knows that the situation is as the goal determines the situation, and that you are experiencing your situation according to the goal. Wow. So if I really wanted to empower myself, I would say to myself that the situation that I am in is as my goal determines it.
Okay. And then the ego says, oh, no, I don't want that.
You can't make me say that. I know I'm going through this, and I didn't really want to go through it. This situation just determined me. It would be much more empowering to say, I must have some goal I don't know about. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, if you broke, you got a financial goal you don't know about.
And that's how you can marry the same person over and over and over again, even though they're in a different body, right?
Oh, you're going to marry the same person over and over again in different bodies, because it's you that's setting the goal about what kind of person you want. It's your pattern that you're looking for. It's what you think that's going to bring you peace that you're on the lookout for. So, of course, you keep choosing the same person over and over again until you recognize that you're the one choosing the same person over and over and over again, and that if you give the different people the same script, they're going to give you the same play. Cats in New York is the same as cats in L.A. Not because the actors are the same, but because the script is the same. So if you go and you get the same script to your life that you've always given your life, it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to have the same play. Or better yet, the same drama. And then you just keep choosing different stages to have your drama on, or you keep choosing different people or relationships to have your drama play on, and you just might take it on the road and go out of town. I'm taking my act on the road. I'm finna go somewhere else. That's taking your act on the road. Okay. I'm gonna take me somewhere else and expect something different, but it's still me.
And time doesn't matter on that either.
Well, if you move to a new place, you got roughly 6 months to see it as new.
No, but I meant like from this situation, 15 years later, it was the same situation.
Because your script hadn't changed. You kind of like refined it, put a few more commas and periods in there, you know what I'm saying? But you put a couple of things in there. Yeah, you put a hot tub in there. I got a hot tub in my fear. I tell you, I love hot tubs. You ever notice you don't care how many people out there jump out their clothes and get in the hot tub?
What? Say that again.
See, this situation became an opportunity to make means to make what she wants to happen, you know? So if you want to empower yourself, you're going to tell yourself, I'm experiencing this situation according to my goal. I'm experiencing this situation according to my goal. I'm experiencing this relationship according to, I might not like to say that. I might not believe it. I might get upset about it. But if I want to empower myself and not see myself as a victim, I have to realize I'm experiencing this situation according to my subconscious goal.
Wow.
My subconscious goal.
Oh,
my subconscious goal. There's something about me that believes I need to have this situation in order for me to have something that I deserve. This is somehow giving me something I think I deserve. So this situation has become a means for me to give myself what I think I deserve, and every situation in my life just becomes another way for me to give myself whatever I think I deserve. And whatever it is I think I deserve in any situation is the situation I'm in.
Wow.
Woo, mercy.
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
Subconsciously. I'm not aware of it. I'm not like sitting up in the morning saying, give me the crappiest person in town. You know, I'm not like, you know, I like didn't get up in the morning and set that for a goal. You know what I'm saying? Consciously. Yeah. Unconsciously, I set it as a goal because unconsciously, I'm not loving myself the way that I should. And I don't know who I am as a spiritual being as I should. And I've been taught I'm guilty and I'm sinful. And so therefore, I don't deserve to have complete peace. Mm-hmm. So I'm acting according to subconscious goals when I'm constantly creating situations and relationships that don't please me. But what's so cool about that is that if it is coming from your own subconscious goal, then it means you can change it. And so therefore, you don't have to be stuck in it anymore the way you would have to be stuck in it if it was being caused by something or somebody else outside yourself. Then you really are up to truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff I love too. You know what I'm saying? Give me some power. Give me some power. Now, in the beginning, I have to accept my power about some things I might not necessarily want to accept my power about.
And you change your subconscious
by telling yourself the truth. By drilling this into your head, remembering this as much as you possibly can, using every situation that you go into as another opportunity to practice this stuff. Yeah, that's how, just like you program your subconscious mind to be the way it is now, you also have to program yourself to be this way. But this is easier and faster because the whole universe is behind this. The stuff that you believe that's not true, you have to hold it all by yourself, and that's why you get tired, because you're on your own, because nobody's helping you make yourself miserable. You know what I'm saying? You're right. Nobody's helping you. The universe is only about your peace. The universe is only about your peace. The universe is only about your happiness. So when you choose to go against the will of the universe, you've automatically set up a situation where you got to do it on your own. So a person who is trying to do something alone is the person that's struggling. They're doing the opposite of what the universe wills for them. The universe wills nothing but perfect joy for you. You got some beliefs and some ideas and some insane thoughts that you believe in more than the truth about you. So therefore, you're afraid, you struggle, you're on your own, you're by yourself. But the minute you decide to be happy, the minute you decide to love yourself, the minute you decide to go for peace and sanity, then you actually have the power of the universe and God with you now. Because now you're finally wanting to do something that's real and something that's valuable. And you're not in that state of mind as long as you're blaming everything and everybody else for what you're experiencing in your life. When you have that attitude, you're on your own. Because the universe isn't going to support that attitude.
God, that's good.
But it will repeat your script.
But you'll get it because the beauty of the repetition of the script is that each time that you fail, God and the universe and higher powers are so happy, they have a party.
Yeah.
Every time you fail, the universe is like, great. Because every time you fail, you get closer to the moment that you start reaching for what's real. Every time you see your plan doesn't work, to do it on your own in anger or in fear or in attack or in projection or in blame, and it fails, which it will, then you come closer to that day that you're going to choose for true peace and happiness and joy. So you just have to reach a limit. And every time you fail, you're getting closer to it.
Amen!
You know what I'm saying? Now, it doesn't always feel good, but it's moving you towards something good. Okay. Now, this next part, this next paragraph is a trip paragraph. The next paragraph is a trip paragraph.
Can I ask a question?
If I can answer it in a couple of minutes.
You said feelings reflect how you judge.
Yeah, what'd you say now?
Feelings reflect how you judge.
Yeah, your feelings, how you feel is a result of how you've interpreted or evaluated the situation.
So they're really not true.
They're only true in terms of getting you in touch with what you believe. That's how they're helpful. That's the beauty of them, because they'll get you in touch with what you believe. And it's what you believe that you're going to perceive and experience. So your feelings are a great way to get in touch with what you're asking for. You can tell me anything, but the way you feel about me is going to really reveal what's going on. You can say you love me all day long, but it's the way you feel about me is how you feel about me. So what's so cool about your feelings is that they're so good for getting you in touch with yourself. But they're not necessarily getting you in touch with what. Just because you feel like I don't like you doesn't mean I don't like you. Just because you feel like you can't trust me does not mean I'm not trustworthy. But it is getting you in touch with yourself, which is that you aren't trustworthy. That's why it's so hard for you to trust anybody. Because if you knew trust, it wouldn't be so hard. It's the person that don't know trust that don't trust nobody. Because anybody that knows trust,